I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If their core is still Draymond, Curry, and Klay, because at that point they won't have Durant, they won't have Iguodala, they probably won't have Cousins. So where are the role players, where are the championship role players going to come from in that scenario?
Raider debater in Oakland, 95.7 The Game.
Hey. Glad to be a part of the show. Thanks for taking my call. Just want to say real quickly, very proud of the Warriors as an avid Warrior fan. Probably the proudest I've ever been of them, even after the three championships, just because, you know, a lot of stuff was said about, you know, the injuries for the first championship with the Cavaliers and then Durant coming with the other two. People, you know, falling them off. But how the team fought and pretty much had to Toronto had to pretty much kill him three times just to beat them in six games. It showed a lot of show of character. So I just want to say that first, but I want to be objective as a Warrior fan and tell you pretty much what needs to be done or how I see it. Warriors need a point guard. I mean, we don't really have one. Curry is kind of like a shooting guard playing point guard. Cook is the same. Thompson's the same. Really, Draymond Green is the point guard of the team. He's not the point forward. He's actually the point guard. And I like what JD was saying, and I think he was on the money about the combo guards. I like Rondo, Rivers, Rubio. I like all those transactions. But if we don't go that way, I think we need to go this way. For one, I believe Draymond Green has wore out his welcome with the Warriors. He was the worst by far of any player in the finals. He had 30 turnovers. He averaged 6 a game. He was 30, almost one-third of the team's turnovers in the finals. His assist-to turnover ratio was 1.8 assists to one turnover, which is horrible. Minus 21 in the plus minus. He was 26% from three. So if you look, if you go back to the game and watch, the last shot where Draymond Green turns the ball over with a technical foul, Kerr comes over to Curry. He smiles at him. He puts his hands on Curry on his shoulder. Draymond Green comes right over. Kerr says nothing to Draymond Green and walks away from the whole situation. Kerr has been mouthed off earlier in the year saying, "I'm expletive tired of Draymond Green." Durant, when they got into it, said, "See, that's why I'm out." He was mouth saying that.
Yeah.
If Durant, newsflash, Durant says, "Hey, I'll come back, but Draymond got to go," Bob Myers is getting on the phone, trading Draymond. I believe if they trade Draymond to the Lakers for Lonzo Ball and JaVale McGee, I believe that would could sustain us. Or let's say Brooklyn, let's go for D'Angelo Russell. Let's say if Kyrie Irving goes to the Brooklyn Nets, then maybe D'Angelo Russell is in play for a trade. But I believe if we're able to keep Looney, which he could become, he is looking like he could become the next Al Horford, how his projection is going to me. If we are able to keep him, keep Cousins, maybe get one of those players that I said, trade Draymond, I think we're in condition that we may be able to make the playoffs. And then Klay and Durant comes back, if they come back, if Durant's coming back with us. But even if Klay comes back, then we're able to make a run. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's
– Looney's not the next Horford.
Well, I just think there's a lot of wishful thinking there. I'm worried about Looney. Like, if the Warriors re-sign Looney and he comes back next year, but it's just – Steph and Draymond, I think we're going to be like, oof, Looney's maybe not that great.
Yeah, Looney's a great player with a lot of other talented players around him. I say great player, but I mean great role player.
Yeah.
With a lot of other talent.
And the one thing that I do want to agree with you and him on, but I want to make it clear, you know, when you say the Warriors need a point guard, because Steph's not really a point guard, maybe that's not the way to say it. I would say it, you know, it'd be really nice for the Warriors to get a point guard because then you could play Steph Curry half the time at two and Klay's not going to be there. And the beauty about Steph Curry is he's very good as a one. He's very good as a two. So if you play him with a one, he can just play two. And there you go.
I actually think you need a combo guard and you need a true point guard type.
So you need...
And a small forward.
You need Darren Collison and who?
Rondo.
Oh, wow.
You can't get both.
Right.
In all likelihood.
Right. See, what I think you almost have to do is you get Derrick Rose, and then you try to get a third, like a bigger third guard. Maybe that's
Ricky
where you
Rubio.
Could get your, or I was actually thinking
you probably can't get both of those guys either. You're probably going to be able to get one of
no,
those
my,
guys.
No, my point is if you have Derrick Rose and Steph Curry, then that third guard does not have to be a point guard. In fact, you may want it to be a big two.
All right, more of your calls coming up. Final hour, Warriors this week, 95-7 the game.
Coming up on Monday, our Warriors insiders Mark Spears and Mark Medina join Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky for a Warriors roundtable. From 4 to 6, the guys will discuss free agency, injury news, and more. Don't miss the Warriors Roundtable, Monday at 4 on 95.7. The Game.
Shop this week's juiciest Prime member deals at Whole Foods Market, like organic yellow peaches and nectarines for $2.49 per pound. Stock up and snack, bake, even grill. Save through June 18th while supplies last and find more Prime member deals than ever on the Whole Foods Market app.
Ready for even more great reasons to join T-Mobile? How about Netflix on us? You heard that right. Your plan comes with Netflix included, so your family can enjoy all your favorite movies and shows on any device. Or what about unlimited with taxes and fees included? The price you see is the price you pay, with no nasty surprises on your bill. And here's one more thing to consider. Now, when you bring your employee discount from another carrier, T-Mobile will match it. That's right. Bring your discount and we'll match it. Don't wait. Visit a T-Mobile store today.
If congested, customers using more than 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds due to prioritization. Video at 480p, unlimited while on our network. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly service price. See in-store materials for specifics. Subject to change. Discount matched up to $30 per month for family plans. Qualifying credit, port in, new account, and verification of eligible discount required. Receive one screen Netflix basic plan up to $8.99 per month value with family lines.
At Kaiser Permanente, we care for the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. We support our members by providing high-quality mental health care, hiring skilled and compassionate doctors, therapists, and nurses, by innovating new ways to diagnose and treat mental health conditions, by investing in new technologies and resources, and by leading efforts to reduce the stigma associated with mental illness. Our care is recognized as some of the best in California, but we aren't finished yet. Learn more at kp.org/mental health.
Every once in a while, bam! Something happens and you need money fast. Well, LoanMe can loan you from $2,600 to $100,000, and the money can be in your bank account in hours. That's right. And since our loans are unsecured, we don't need your car title or any other collateral, just your signature, because we trust you, even if you have less than perfect credit. Sure, the money's a little expensive, but it's a lot cheaper than a payday loan, and you make just one fixed payment every month. And to keep interest expense down, use the money to get out of the jam you're in and then pay it back at any time with no penalties or fees. So take 5 minutes and call 844-3-LOAN-ME or log on to loanme.com for the money you need. That's 844-3-LOAN-ME or loanme.com.
Not all applicants will qualify. Loan approval and terms subject to credit standards. See loanme.com for details. Loans made pursuant to California Department of Business Oversight Finance Lender License 603K061.
That's 844-3-LOAN-ME or loanme.com.
Okay, family, announcement. Our smart home is online.
Cool, Dad.
Yeah, smart lights, smart fridge, smart thermostat. The smart speaker plays music or answers questions like this. Check it out. Question, what animals besides humans have chins?
Can't find home internet.
Super impressive, Dad.
Okay, hold on. Question, can you find the home internet?
Can't find home internet.
Ha ha! Smart house!
Your home is only as smart as your internet. Get fast, reliable internet with AT&T Fiber with speeds up to 300 megabits per second and DirecTV. Save when you bundle for $75 per month for 1 year after discounts with 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements. Limited availability may not be in your area. Check eligibility at att.com/fiber300. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. and 6/30/19. New residential customers includes internet 300 and select TV package. Speeds not guaranteed and vary. Requires auto pay combined and paperless bill. Prices higher in second year. Pay $80 per month until discount starts in 3 bills. Equipment lease, early termination, equipment non-return, taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face. And there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
From Concord to Fremont to Antioch. This is KGMC FM and HD1 KGMC San Francisco, 95.7 The Game. Warriors This Week continues on 95.7 The Game.
All right, a lot of phone calls, 888-957-9570. Sometimes the show off the air is better than the show on the air. And the last couple of minutes off the air were not part of that.
No.
Us talking about schedules.
It's us, talking about 95.7 The Game and what we're going to be doing for the next month. It's a tune out.
Yeah, which is why you don't bring it on the air.
Exactly.
Did we tell everybody you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1? We did, coming back from the break. All right, that's good. Radio.com sports station.
Can we take Chris in Redwood City?
We sure
disagreed with something Bon Temp said.
All right, Chris, you're up. Hey, you're on 95.7 The Game.
Hi, guys. Thanks. Just first wanted to say great show. Really like Matt a lot. You guys are fantastic. I guess I couldn't get over how naive the guy was from that you guys just had on ESPN. He basically said two things that don't make any sense. He said the Warriors have to go full Max, Durant, and Thompson because it would be a bad look.
Correct.
If they didn't. I mean, let's not be naive. They're investing $1 billion in the Chase Center. People don't become billionaires by making decisions on emotion. If the Warriors are winning, people will come to the Chase Center. I mean, they might sign and trade Durant. Who knows what they're going to do? But the bottom line is they got to produce a winner, because they invested enormous amount of money in that arena and they got to fill it. So they're not going to make the decision based on touchy-feely. We don't want anybody to be mad at us because they played hard and they got hurt. That just doesn't make any sense, in my opinion.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I think you both have points. I don't think it's a one or the other situation. And here's why the topic came up. I just said to him, is it a no-brainer to offer Kevin Durant the 5-year deal? Because I'm starting to think like it's not a no-brainer. You may come to the conclusion, yes, that's what we should do, that's what we need to do, but I'm not sure it's a no-brainer anymore. And you know, I was listening to Papa yesterday, and Papa can be a real kind of owner, looks at the owner's side of things Papa can be a business's business guy.
And
you know
he's
what
also
I mean?
Got a little Al Davis in him, which
exactly.
is, you know what, I'm not going to pay this guy.
Yeah, it's not about a feeling. So I do agree with you there in terms of we don't know. I mean, I think the Warriors will go through the process of thinking about what to do, and they will at the end come up with I think they will decide, let's offer him $5 million if we know he'll take it. But I don't think it's crazy to think, do we really want to do that? Let's really think about that first. That's all.
Gene in Oakland on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Gene.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. It seems to me that so much of what they're going to have to do or try to do next year is going to depend on what KD decides. I mean, if he first of all, I mean, we all assume that Clay is going to take his 5 year. If KD takes his 5 year, I mean, what that means is, first of all, they're not going to have any money to get anybody. So maybe you kind of tread water. You try to, you know, you try to stay around 500 till hopefully both these guys come back, maybe a month or so before the playoffs, and then you make a run. But if KD decides he doesn't want to come back, then maybe you can work out a you know, sign and trade, which I understand will free up something like $27 to $30 million, which gives you some, you know, some bread to buy, to get a really good starter and maybe a couple of bench players. Because as you say, Steiny, I mean, with KD gone, and this team as it is otherwise, they're not going to win any more championships. So anyway, that's how I see it. What do you guys think?
Thanks, Gene.
I think most of us are kind of on the same page with the big picture, which would be try to get those two guys to sign 5 year deals. That doesn't solve all your problems. It certainly doesn't solve all your problems, but at least it gives you a direction. At least then you know the direction you're gonna be going in. I guess what I want to throw out there is, is there anybody out there that at this point would not want to give Kevin Durant the 5 year supermax? Because again, I'm not there yet, but I think it's not something you wouldn't give any thought to at this point. I mean, I think you have to give it some thought. And again, maybe you come out after the thought process and say, we got to give him 5 years. I'm wondering if there is anybody out there that would be like, you know what? It's time. Let's just use this opportunity to know it's going to make ourselves more flexible in a couple years.
If you want to have any chance to win a championship in 2021 or 2022, you have to offer Kevin Durant the 5 year max.
I believe that, but I think maybe there are some Warrior fans that don't believe that, that believe if you, even a year from now, as long as you bring back Curry, Draymond, and Clay, you'll have a chance. I mean, you know there are. Like, that would be enough to sell a lot of Warrior fans, that it could happen. You know how this fan base feels about their original three?
They'd have to do a hell of a lot in other areas in
You're
the
right.
next 16 months. To make that happen. And I think it would be a tall enough task the way they would have to manage the next 16 months, even if Durant and Clay come back in the next couple of weeks. Tomas in San Leandro. Tomas, you're on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Thanks for having me on. Hey, real interesting season and show. I was just thinking about, like, if you are into, like, reading novels, right, and you don't want it to be predictable, you want it to be kind of interesting and exciting. I feel like this season's been like that, man. It's like, you know, when it seemed like the Warriors winning was inevitable, then you're like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love when they win, and it's sort of painful when they lose. But I was just thinking, just from a consumer point of view, right, you want it to be engaging, exciting.
Right.
And so I thought it was a great season for that reason. I don't agree with the caller that was saying get rid of Draymond and that he didn't have a good playoff. I thought he had a big impact, especially the way he was pushing the ball and directing stuff, which doesn't show up in the stats so much. But, his impact, his leadership, and ever since he lost that weight and everything, you know, I thought he had a great playoff run. Guys, thanks for the show.
Oh, thank you, Tomas, and thank you so much for listening. I thought Draymond was pretty good. He did turn the ball over a lot, but I understand why that happened, because he was playing with an undermanned team, and he was trying to do a little bit too much. That's kind of what the way I look at it. I agree with the last caller. I wasn't quite as down on Draymond as the caller a couple calls ago, but. You know, to each his own, I guess. Let's go to Richard in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Richard.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing well.
Warriors. Anyway, let me tell you how I see it. I'm a little bit controverted on this. I believe that you're going to give a guy a 5-year contract at a significant amount of money, that the last 3 years of that contract, he's going to be 34, 35, and 36. And I did a little research. You guys might want to do it yourself. Why don't you Google? In fact, you're the guy, Mark, what's his name, the writer from Sanford Medina.
Yeah.
He wrote an article. He took a he did some research on 20 players that had significant Achilles injuries, meaning some of them were just tears. What's his name? Kevin has the worst one. He ruptured his Achilles. You know what? The only one that came back and played anywhere near his level was Dominique Wilkins. And we're talking a lot. Isaiah Thomas retired after it. He couldn't play anymore. He couldn't play at any level near the top of his game. So I'm telling you, my feeling is plus you guys, the guy that's most susceptible to injury on that team, who's got away without a big one, is the shooter. Okay, it's Steph Curry. You're going to be putting pressure on him. Listen, everybody blame Nick Nurse for a box and one. I played college ball, and I had teams play a triangle and two on me. That isn't stupid. That's smart.
No doubt.
You know what? They're going to face a lot of teams next year that are going to be in Steph's face. And you know what? He may break down. He may break down. Like he did. Listen to me. He was 1-for-6 in the fourth quarter the other night. And he missed the game-winning shot. Okay? And the guy's frail. And now he doesn't have anybody to lean on. He don't have the other, you know, the shooter on the other side, Clay. And I would never give, and it might be cold, but somebody else give Durant that money. Because he ain't going to be what you guys think he is. Y'all, well, he'll rehab in 18 months, 12 months. He may be back for the playoffs. He's not. If he comes back for the playoffs next year, it'll be just like he did this year. Underwork. He didn't go through a full workout. All right? His minutes were not on restriction. And I really believe that there's a lot more to this story that you guys are going to find out.
Oh, no doubt.
And believe me, what?
I said no doubt, and thanks for the call, Richard. Appreciate it. This story's not over.
Definitely not
over. You're absolutely right about that.
I'm not in the camp that believes Durant plays at all next year, so you can take me out of that. And, so we'll just move on.
831 says, Steiny, if you gamble on not signing Durant, you have to bank on the medical idea that Durant will not be the same player, and you have to have a plan, essentially, moving forward after you know Durant is leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And to me, I would take my chances on Durant. But I'm taking my chances on Durant 16 months from now, not 10 months from now.
Right.
It's surgery, rehab, get right, and then, you know what, take all of next offseason to make sure you're right too, and then come back and be on a minutes restriction. I mean, that's the only way.
Right.
And I think it's, for Klay Thompson, it's similar than that. I know it's a completely different injury, but you're going to be that careful because, again, the goal is you want to win championships or contend for championships in 2 years, in 3 years.
And it's not that you have to necessarily be pessimistic, but, yes, if you're going to give Kevin Durant 5 years, $200-plus million, you have to at least allow for the possibility that he might not ever be the same player again. Like that has to be part of the equation. That's what I mean about, well, if you could, you know, if they can, you give Klay 5 and you give Durant 5. And I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm saying I would probably do that too. And we all agree that might be the best way to go. But that's not, there's no guarantees. That may be the best way to go. And you know what? Kevin Durant may never return from injury. Who knows? Or he never may return the same player. But does that give you the best odds to maybe keep it together in a year or two? Probably. But good moves now don't necessarily look like good moves in 3 or 4 years.
I agree.
And you have to at least factor that in.
I agree with the caller on Curry as far as he's really, like, they're going to have to be careful with him next year and putting a lot more on his plate without the help.
Right.
Like, he'll get his. And they'll win some games, but you don't want that taking a toll on Curry to where he's not a championship player for the next year.
Would this be, people take it as an insult, but I don't mean it like that. Like he may very well look a lot like Kemba Walker next year. Kemba Walker on Charlotte. In other words, I get it. Curry's better than Kemba Walker, but I think we may see, you know, Steph Curry, 11 for 26, 35 points, 9 assists, 5 turnovers. You know, I think it's going to be hard for Curry to keep his efficiency up. He's going to get more shots. He probably will score more points, but it's mostly for him about efficiency. So there you go.
Linda in Hercules. Linda's on 95.7 The Game.
Yes. Yes, I've been a Warriors fan since Rick Barry. I'm 72 years old, but I enjoy basketball.
Awesome.
Anyway, I read somewhere that if Kevin Durant leaves the Warriors, that Trevor Ariza, I think the Warriors are interested in him. I think waiting for KD, and he can't play for a year, that's too long. I mean, as long as we have Curry, Thompson, and Green, and then get somebody else, and also Austin Rivers, I think, is a free agent, and he would be a good player for the Warriors. And I also heard, I don't know how true it is, that JaVale might be returning. So we still have a team. And I've been rooting for the Warriors for a long time, and I stuck with them through thick and thin.
Well, you were rewarded.
Thanks,
you,
Linda.
Appreciate the call. It's funny. I agree with Linda. I think I'm not as high on Ariza as most other people, but Austin Rivers is a name that I've come to like, Linda, for sure. But it's funny. Wasn't Austin Rivers hated by Warrior fans like 6 months ago?
I think you need,
not that it matters,
more scoring, though.
Than Austin Rivers?
Yeah, I think he's more of a tough-minded.
But I think he's more of a scorer. I know they're not the same position. I think he's more of a scorer than Ariza.
Yeah, but he's, yeah. But, yeah,
but I know they're two different positions.
Two different positions. I wouldn't be keen on Ariza either.
Somebody agrees with you on the 6-5-0. If the Dubs don't get another scorer, it's going to be a long season for Curry. Facing double and triple teams next season, it might be.
I would file JaVale McGee under the category of doesn't really help you as much if you're a starless team or if you have two stars instead of four.
Yeah. The one thing that might...
Like, I'd rather have DeMarcus Cousins next year than JaVale McGee, knowing that you only have Curry and Draymond healthy.
Yeah. Here's my thing about, I was thinking more about this Durant thing. And maybe the best thing for the Warriors, JD, would be if KD says, I'm leaving, guys. I'm just going to leave. I'm going to go sign as a free agent somewhere else. That may end up being the best possible thing that could happen for the Warriors, depending on the player who ends up coming back after this injury. If Kevin Durant leaves, all right, yes, you're going to feel it. But guess what? You ain't feeling it next year anymore. You're going to feel it anyway. So if Durant were to walk, the nice thing about Durant walking, JD, would be you didn't want him to. You can always say, we didn't want him to walk. We were going to hang in there for 5 years, 225, even though he's coming off this injury. We were more than, he just doesn't want to be here anymore. So that takes a lot of pressure off the Warriors. He's just going to leave. Well, it takes a little pressure off, and it makes their cap situation far more flexible moving forward. Now, it might not manifest itself right away in the offseason, like, oh, now we can go get it, but they'll certainly have flexibility next year.
And in 2021.
Exactly. Yeah. And that may be the year. That's the year, isn't it? Where we're talking about some big boys.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a way they go.
Randy in Vacaville on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Randy, you're on Warriors This Week with J.D. and Steiny.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Hi. I just got three quick things. The Warriors cannot blow up this team going into that new arena. There's no way people pay those ticket prices for a lottery team. Number two, there's no way they could trade Draymond and only get JaVale McGee and Lonzo Ball. I give you all my Warrior gear if they make a move, something like that. And also, the last thing is, I read somewhere that when the Warriors move into this new arena, they will become the most viable franchise in the NBA. Is that true?
It might. It might. Let's say it is.
They'll have the revenue. Shouldn't they have the ability to keep everybody then?
Yes, they will. They can keep anybody they want who's already on the roster for as much as they want to pay them, with an exception, like with Cousins is a little bit of an exception. But, yeah, they can pay Looney as much as they want. They can pay KD the max. They can pay Clay the max. So they can do that. Yeah, Randy.
Right, but they're over the cap, so you can't go get outsiders.
That's correct.
Unless you start taking people away.
Right.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate the call. Scott and Marin. Scott has 90, is on Warriors this week. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. Yeah, you know, in fact, from that last caller, just real quick before I get to what I was talking about, the arena actually gives them breathing room to have a season where they're not as great, because the new arena is going to be the place to be. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
that actually gives them the opposite effect. But anyway,
for the first year or two, yes.
Yeah. But as far as Katie, I think you're right, Didi. You're looking at this as not next year, the following year. So if Katie and Clay come back and they play not next year, but the following year, they're going to be the favorites to win the title again. So
I don't know that you can say that, but certainly they would be interesting, and they'd probably be a team potentially that could be there. Yes.
They'd be right there.
Well, we don't know that. They're going to be coming off serious injuries, but for the time, let's assume that. Go ahead, Scott.
The other part is, I think it's, as far as Steph goes, I think you go the other way. You give him, I think you give him, he goes on minute restrictions, if you like, next year. Why not? You know, this 5-year run is taking a toll. These guys have played a lot of games. So I actually think this 1-year reprieve is the way I'm going to look at it. If KD, if KD resigns.
Mm-hmm.
Because if KD resigns and they've got that much time to rest, I like their chances in the following year myself. You have to do that deal. And KD has now, Steinmetz, you were always saying, well, I would ask you, well, why wouldn't he, KD, want to resign here? This is the best organization in basketball. They're great people. It's a great place to play. Well, he said, he needs a challenge. Well, guess what? He's got a challenge now. Right?
Well, yeah, things have changed, I think. Maybe they have changed. Maybe they haven't. I hear what you're saying. But the one thing about the whole KD thing, Scott, is we don't know what his relationship is right now with the franchise. That's the one piece that I think is important, and I think we're all missing. Like, not missing, but nobody knows. I mean, just nobody knows. If Kevin Durant feels fine about the way everything came down, well, then he might resign. But if there was an issue, if he felt pressure, if he was not feeling it, but he kind of felt like he had to, well, then you know what? He probably won't come back. Here's one other thing I always find interesting is when people say, well, the Warriors are not, they're going to move into the new arena. So that they're going to have, now they're going to have so much money that they can what? They're already doing every single thing they can. Like, when they move into the arena, JD, they don't have more room. Like, they don't, everything stays the same.
They'll be able to pay for what they've already committed to or what they can commit to, but it doesn't create $50 million in cap space to go sign new players.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And it doesn't mean that.
It just means you're more apt to absorb things like the luxury tax and extra payments that you have to make, just in terms of actual cash.
Right, but what I'm getting at is, the Warriors are already paying everybody the most they can pay him.
Right.
They're already, you know, they're going to offer Durant 5 years. What I'm saying is, when they move to the arena, it's not like they're going to be able to spend more money.
Correct.
They're already at the limit of the money they can spend, and every decision they make, if it doesn't have to do with money, they're still going to have the same situation at the new arena. And even though they're making more money, they're just going to be making more money. They're not going to be spending any more money. They're just going to be making more money. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. 888-957-9570. More of your phone calls, and we'll also be joined by Tim Roy coming up here on 95.7 The Game.
It's the most important offseason in years for the Warriors. What will happen with KD?
It's up and good! It's good! Kevin Durant nailed it!
Will Klay be a Warrior next year?
With a foul, Thompson's hurt.
Oh, he's hurt.
His left knee.
Stay tuned every day as we keep you up to date with the latest NBA offseason news on 95.7. The Game.
I need a new TV, but I don't want anything fancy.
How about an LG small screen TV for $99?
Sounds good, but maybe a little bigger?
Okay, a 50-inch 4K TV for $249, or even a 55-inch for $399.
That's more like it. Where are those deals? Online? At the club?
Nope, right here in town, at Video Only.
I thought they sold high-end models.
They've got the best deals on the top-rated sets, but Video Only also has budget TVs starting at $99.
Okay. What about a TV sound system?
There's a Yamaha soundbar with great sound.
For $200?
Nope, just $99 at Video Only.
I need to check these guys out.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on the best TVs, soundbars, and home theater systems. Shop around, but then make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In Mountain View, San Mateo, Hayward, Dublin, and San Rafael, Video Only.
Looking to remodel your kitchen? Come into Friedman's Appliance and see the class-leading features and performance of Fisher & Paykel's refrigeration and cooking products. Fisher & Paykel has been leading the world in appliance innovations and technology. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying combination of Fisher & Paykel kitchen products and get an instant credit up to $2,000 and a five-year warranty. Visit Friedman's Appliance 25,000 square foot showroom in Pleasant Hill or online at friedmansappliance.com.
No reasonable offer refused. You set the price. Barron's Excess Jewelry liquidation sale is ending, but there's still an incredible selection of fine jewelry and more that must be sold. So, for 3 days only, Thursday through Saturday, June 15th at Barron's, no reasonable offer will be refused on all fine jewelry. Prices are virtually dictated by you. Everything must go or be melted down and sold to wholesalers. Final 3 days, you set the price. No reasonable offer refused. Only at Barron's in Dublin at the Hacienda Crossings.
Is a cure for brain disease on the horizon?
This could be really big.
Dr. Dina Dubal, Associate Professor of Neurology at the UCSF Weill Institute for Neurosciences.
FOFO is a hormone that may help prevent, treat, and repair damage that's done by diseases like Alzheimer's. That could impact our aging population around the world.
Outthinking the limits of yesterday and redefining what's possible for tomorrow. UCSF Health. Redefining possible.
Make the Golf Mart the place to shop for dads and grads with their summer savings sale happening now. Get custom fit for free with the Cobra King F9 Speedback Driver, the ultimate formula for speed, making it the fastest and longest Cobra driver ever. And measure your distance with Bushnell GPS and rangefinders and save up to $70. Choose from the Phantom, the Hybrid, or the Tour V4 Shift. The Golf Mart is your place to shop for the hottest golf gear this summer. The Golf Mart, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Do you love soccer and looking for a great way to make some extra money? The California North Referee Association is looking for soccer referees. Visit CNRA.net to sign up and combine your passion for soccer with a great part-time job with flexible hours. Visit CNRA.net.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If you are a California resident and a member of your household participates in SNAP or receives SSI benefits, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month or less. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway included at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/access now to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. SSI refers to the Federal Supplemental Security Income Program. Pricing excludes taxes and fees, includes 1 terabyte of data per month. Data overage charges apply. For details about data allowance, go to att.com/internet-usage. Geographic and service restrictions apply.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
right, keeping it moving here, wrapping up the Warriors season and looking ahead toward next season already and beyond. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. John Dickinson and Matt Steinmetz. More phone calls coming up, but it's a pleasure, as always, to be joined by the voice of the Golden State Warriors, the one and only Tim Roy. He joins us here on 95.7 The Game. Tim, wow.
Wow.
I mean, just, and that's really all you can say when you look at the way this season ended for the Warriors and the way things shifted from just where they were at a week ago, 6 days ago, 5 days ago, going into game five. I mean, just, I'll open-ended throw it to you. I mean, from Durant going down to all of the fight that this team showed to win game five and damn near win game six to where we'd be back in Toronto right now, and then to just have the devastating injuries. I mean, how have you processed the last 40 hours or so?
You know, it's still a little bit of a shock. You know, you still feel like you should be, you know, I should be prepping. I should be doing a game, you know, but you're not. And then the other part about it is that I just keep coming back to this, is that I just think, you know, anybody that would doubt the resolve and the character of this squad now just doesn't get it, because I think in losing, they actually showed more of who they are than if they had won. If everybody was healthy, Kevin Durant's healthy and Clay's healthy, you know, Andre doesn't miss any time, and you know, Looney's okay. You know, I think, you know, somebody that knows the game would look at that and say that they're going to win the series, right? And
yeah.
So,
oh, they won again. Oh, they won in five again.
Yeah, they won five again. They're ruining the game. Let's see, where is everybody going to go now? And that would be the narrative. But I think in this case, they really showed that they're more than just this talented group of guys that, you know, were assembled, you know, via the draft, and then via a couple of moves that the Warriors just took advantage of. And to me, it just showed their heart and their fortitude. I was just, you know, I was just so proud of watching them play and play the way they did. And to think about that, without Durant, without Clay in the fourth quarter, you know, Andre's hobbling, Looney's hobbling, Draymond's got a sore knee, Steph's got a bad finger, and they come within one shot of sending it to game seven, and, you know, then all bets are off no matter who you send out there. So, I mean, just amazing.
Yeah, Tim, and you know, I obviously did a show yesterday, and I tried to make the theme basically that, to me, the Warriors were champions in defeat on Thursday night. And I think you're absolutely right. If you're a Golden State Warrior fan, and I know there's not a best way to lose, but how could you not, after this original sting kind of wears off, you not, gosh, you got to feel pretty darn good about this team. And I even know there's more uncertainty now moving forward than there was three nights ago. But, I mean, let me tell you what would have been worse is the Warriors at full strength and coming apart in the NBA Finals like we've seen some teams do when they got nothing left. I mean, we saw like kind of the opposite.
Yeah, it was exactly the opposite. It was almost like, okay, we know we have nothing, you know, physically left to give per se, but we're going to show you, you know, just what kind of guys we are, what kind of team we are. And to me, it also, you know, again, it just shows you that's why they were back to the finals five times in a row. That's why no of the other teams did that, you know. Even the Bulls, Michael had to take a 2-year, you know, sabbatical to recharge his batteries and learn, like the rest of us, that you can't hit the curveball. But, you know, just all of that. And you know, the Shaq Kobe teams, those teams came apart at the seams. They couldn't find the way to get over themselves. And so the Warriors did, though. The Warriors could have easily fractured in this season once or twice, easily. But they just kept it together, and I just think it just shows why, you know, they're one of the best teams of all time. Just that ability alone.
Yeah, and I'll even throw this on top of it. You know, there was no there was no animosity or malice in the Warriors locker room after the game. They said they got beat. They took their hats off to the Toronto Raptors. The one thing about Draymond Green that I got to give him, I mean, he's a madman on the court, but when he talks to the media, he's conscientious and he'll praise the other team. And like the Warriors got to prove that they're not just front runners in a way that,
right.
You know what? We're pretty good guys even when we lose. And that, I don't know, that means something.
It does mean something. You know, Bob Myers said that yesterday at his presser. He said that, you know, I hope some, I'm paraphrasing here, but I think representing the Bay Area, he goes, you know, even in losing, because he thinks it's more important how you lose than how you win. And I think the Warriors held themselves in very high esteem with what they did in the way they played and the effort they gave. I think it was a great moment. If you could lose the NBA Finals and come away feeling really good about your squad, this was the one.
And real quick, and I'm
no,
sorry, JD, my
no,
bad.
You're
but
good.
But here's the other good thing. You know what?
JD's used to that, by the way. I think, you know,
sure.
He's, yeah.
You know,
and Matt's used to it coming from me, too. We both do that a lot to each
okay.
other.
Here's the other little silver lining for the Warrior fans. Houston didn't win it, and Cleveland didn't win it with LeBron.
Yes.
That would have been worse
absolutely.
For Warrior fans.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, there was it's a classy organization, Toronto. They've got good guys. You know, how can you dislike Marc Gasol, a 7-foot, you know, millionaire who gets on board a ship to try to help, you know, refugees coming across from Libya to Europe. You know, how can you dislike a guy like that? I mean, just if you were looking at it, yeah, if they had lost to a Cleveland LeBron team, that would, yeah, as they did in 2016, that one's hard to swallow, because I think we all, you know, thought and still believe that the Warriors were better than the Cavaliers that year, and it just snowballed on them after the suspension. So I don't know. I know the future's uncertain right now, and I know it's a you know, if you're a Warrior fan, you're wondering if, you know, if Camelot is, you know, starting to be, you know, the barbarians at the gates, if you will. But you know what? Again, this team just, you know, finds a way to get things done, and I'm looking forward to the off season with great anticipation.
And Tim, the other part, and I remember when I first saw you, I think on Thursday. Just to have that final game at Oracle and have everybody know that it was going to be the final game at Oracle, even though the Warriors lost, I thought was important and special. And what a game. I mean, obviously the Clay injury notwithstanding, I mean, that's obviously a horrific memory from this season that'll have a lasting impact. But just to get that one more game and have it be such a terrific, hard-fought basketball game, considering the circumstances, I thought was something special that shouldn't go lost in how this whole series played out.
Game 5 and Game 6 were two of the more intense games I think I've ever worked. You know, they seemed like every possession was, you know, crucial. Every moment. And they all are in the playoffs, but it just seemed to have a little bit more to it. There was a lot of fight in both teams, and I think it showed in the last two games.
Tim, I think if you're the Warriors, you know, and let's say, well, first of all, forget about the big picture, whether Clay or Durant comes back. Let's just assume Clay does. The fact of the matter is, if you're the Warriors, do you go into next season saying, look, we have to be expected to play without Clay and Kevin Durant? So if that's the case, if that's kind of your baseline, whether they're on the team the following year or not, what's the goal next year? What do you try to do? Do you try to have a year that sets you up better for the following year, or you just go out and play it like you normally would? What does anything change?
I think you have to go and be as competitive as possible. You go out and just do the best you can to get the lineup you want and go and play and see what happens. Because you know, I know in the general area where you're trying to get at, but it's, to me, you have two very special players in Draymond Green and Stephen Curry, and they're now, you know, they're 30 and going now, and I don't think it's fair to them to look at a season as like, okay, we'll take a, you know, wait to set yourself up with a better draft pick for next year or whatever. I don't think you do that. I think you go ahead and try to, you know, be as competitive and as good as you can, because, you know, those careers, as we're seeing with these injuries, they are very, you know, fragile, and they can change in a moment. So I don't think you do that. I think you go and you try to be as competitive as possible.
Yeah, you're jumping to the conclusion that I was talking about the T word, and I actually was not talking about the T word.
But you said to set yourself up for a better next year.
Right. By like, for example, they went and they got DeMarcus Cousins with a mid-level last year.
Correct.
That was clearly for this year, one year. What I'm saying is maybe you sign a mid-level guy this next year that you know – look, in 2 or 3 years, he's still going to be a good player. We want this guy on the roster in 2 or 3 years, kind of, because we know he'll help us still when we get healthy again. More like that, not like tanking.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
So basically targeting players that you want to have when you get your bodies back, and it may not be the best player out there, but it might be a guy that really fits in and
exactly.
Can help you. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I got you.
I think, Tim, the way I put it is almost two different goals in a sense. And let's say Durant and Clay both come back to the Warriors, and then you put them out in space of, okay, well, you're not going to count on them for next year. Maybe they come back, maybe they don't, but you're signing them to have them healthy and ready to roll October of 2020, right? You know, 16 months from now. So the way I kind of put it was, you almost might have to go get different players to get you through next year and be as competitive as you can be, but also with the eye toward a bigger picture goal of trying to maybe be a championship contender again by October 20 of 2020, when you're going to have Durant and Klay Thompson potentially back in the fold together. It's almost, in my mind, in some ways, two separate goals, two separate lists, if you
right.
will.
Right. I got you. Yeah, I think it's going to be a real, Bob Myers is really, really, really good at what he does. And I think it's going to be an interesting summer to see, you know, what he's able to do and, you know, what the options will be. I think the fact that the Warriors are willing, you know, to sign players who won't necessarily help them on opening night, I think that just shows you that, again, they're going to take care of their guys. They're going to take care of guys that they view as great teammates and employees, and so I think that sends a great message, whether or not next year ends up the way, you know, fans would want. But I think that it sends a great message around the league that, hey, if you come to the Golden State Warriors, you know, we're gonna, you know, you fit in, you do your job, you know, this is a place that will take care of you.
Tim, I got to ask you a tough question. If Durant and Clay don't come back, don't play next year, again, forget about their long-term status, are the Warriors a playoff team?
I think so. I think they're a playoff team because you still have, you know, one of the best players in the world, and a guy that changes everything when he's on the floor, and that's Stephen Curry. And then you have another player who dictates everything on the other end of the floor and is one of the best, you know, maybe the best help defender, you know, in our lifetimes, and certainly a guy that is the heart and the voice of the team in Draymond Green. So you have two guys who are two potential Hall of Famers. So, yeah, I expect the Warriors to still be pretty good.
Tim, we'll give you the last word here as we typically do before we wrap it up. Anything on your mind you want to bring here as we close out the year?
You know, I just think that, again, as I said at the top, I just think that the way the Warriors, comported themselves in the finals, either the way they addressed everything, the way they showed up and just fought through all this, to me was really really interesting, and I think it was really great that they did that, because I don't think anybody can question their heart, their resolve, and the fact that they're willing to put things on the line for the win. So, and you know, we always want our sports athletes to be playing for the victory, not for the money, or in the NBA's case, not for shots and, you know, or bonuses, but to play for the win. And I think we saw that the Warriors will play for the win. You know, you got Kevin Durant coming out there after an injury, you know, trying to do what he can do. Klay Thompson taking free throws with a torn ACL, you know, just on the chance that he might be able to get back into the game. You know, and then the other part, 24 years, Oracle Arena. I mean, it was, I got to tell you, it was a little emotional driving home after that game because, you know, you're realizing I'm never making that drive for this purpose ever again. And to see your work family there, that all these people that make your day brighter by being good, professional, really nice people. And, you know, some of them we'll see at Chase Center, some of them we won't. And so it's was a real bittersweet night for me. It was great to have our crew back together again. Lee Jones retiring. He's been a lot at my side for 24 years. It's going to be so different without him. He kept me sane for many years. Jeff Chapman flying in from Austin, yeah. Texas to do my stats. You know, what a tough year it was for him and for all of us who knew Bo Chapman. His son who died was also our lead statistician. And then, you know, to have, you know, RC there you know, just to have the band back together again for a night was really, really cool and emotional. And it's a night, you know, I won't forget. You know, we printed out extra final boxes for all of us up top so we could take them home, you know, and
sure.
You know, maybe frame them or do something like that. Last game at Oracle, even in a loss, you know, I think that's it just shows you, you know, what a special place that was.
Well said, Tim, and we really appreciate you joining us each and every week throughout this season, and just enjoy the off season, my man. It comes around quick, especially when your squad plays until June.
I'm getting really good at doing nothing. I can tell you that much. I can kill a day like nobody's business, but I appreciate coming on. It's a blast to talk to you guys every week, and I appreciate the kind words you guys have had, and who knows? You know, well, I'll probably, you know, here's the other thing about playing in the finals. I'll see you guys next week at the draft.
Yeah,
so. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like, I know, I found myself saying goodbye to all these people. I'm thinking, okay. Wait, I'll see you in a couple of days.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll see you next week.
All right, Tim.
All right, Tim. All right.
Thanks a lot. 888-957-9570, the great Tim Roy. Steiny, quick thought from you, and then we've got full lines. We want to make sure we get everybody in here in the last 10 minutes or so that we have.
We always talk about the last game at Oracle, and that was the last game at Oracle, and boy, they lost the last game. But you know what? The more I think about it, the way that game was lost, it's actually may become a game we all remember.
Oh,
as opposed to a game where, oh yeah, that was a game the Warriors forced game six and then lost game seven. No, it's going to be, remember the game? Durant came back the day before. Klay came back. He did it. It's going to go down with more mystique.
And again, I said this to Tim when I saw him, and I think I even said it to you after the post-game show the other night. I mean, just the fact that that game was able to be played when it looked like it may not be with the Warriors possibly going out in five. I just thought it was cool. And, you know, the basketball gods, small g, I think did everybody a favor in just allowing that game to happen because it was a special night and it was an incredible game. And yeah, the Warriors are no easy out, and I think they proved it again on Thursday. JD in San Francisco is up next here as we run through these calls in the final 8 minutes. JD, you're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, you know, I want everybody to just remember, it's not when we win that defines who we are. It's how we come through a challenge as a team. We're not Durant. We're not Klay when they get injured. We're not that. We're a team. And we've got the best coach in the league, as far as my opinion. We've got a lot of pieces. We've been through some adversity. And we're either going to come through this as we're not. And we're going to get back to, like, what worked, strength in numbers. It worked. A strong bench. We scored 117 points a game this year on average. Opponents only scored 111. We outscored. Other than the, you know, the bad call at the end of the game, that was a 1 or 2 point game. I mean, we gave our best with two big pieces missing. And we still came close to going to game seven. And now everybody's like, what's going to happen? You know, the trade, does KD stay? Does Klay stay? None of that matters. The team is the Warriors. It's not individuals. And they've got a great staff. They've got a great program. And they compete. 5 years in a row, we've been there. We're just going to fall off next year? No, they're going to make a couple trades in the off season. Probably switch around, get a stronger bench. I mean, we were 16th out of 30th on defense. They're probably going to tighten that up a little bit, but we got nothing to worry about. I mean, this is what makes or breaks us. And the Warriors have proven that they're going to come through, man. Are they going to go to the conference finals next year? I don't know. I think they make the playoffs. That's realistic with two big pieces missing. If two big pieces stay, but if two big pieces leave and Durant and Clay, we're going to get somebody. I mean, it's not like we're going to lay down. We're still here. We've got Curry. We've got Draymond. Boogie is really going to develop, I think, next year because he's going to have a bigger role. He's going to be healthier. We got to look at that stuff.
Thanks, JD.
Thanks, JD.
We'll have to see if DeMarcus Cousins does stay. It sounds like he's open to staying. I think DeMarcus Cousins fell in love with the Warriors culture.
It's possible.
I mean,
but they're still
strapped.
That
doesn't mean that he's staying.
See, I think that DeMarcus Cousins actually earned money by coming back.
Totally.
Even though he was not. Look,
DeMarcus Cousins isn't washed. Like, if you.
No doubt.
I know some people are maybe going down that road. DeMarcus Cousins, clearly, in my mind, isn't washed. He just wasn't physically in condition because of the injury to play at the fullest of his capabilities. He flashed. I mean, he did flash, but it was hard for him to shoot threes because he didn't have his conditioning. The free throws were an issue. Honestly, on the Curry three at the end of the game, when that went up, I looked at DeMarcus Cousins and I thought, how many times in the last 7-8 years have I seen DeMarcus Cousins grab that offensive rebound and just go back up and lay it in and get fouled? It'd be just watching the Kings for years,
right.
And he just didn't have the lift.
No.
He just didn't have the lift to get it. When that ball comes off, I'm thinking he's getting it. I thought he was going to get it and put it back, but he just didn't have what he needed to get to it.
To me, he's not healthy all the way, and he's not in shape because he's not healthy. But he's still, you know what? He's still strong, and he was still a big body in there. There were times when offensive rebounds came off, and you were like, Cousins is getting that rebound.
Tim in Walnut Creek.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm one of the fans that would not be offering KD a 5-year contract, and here's my rationale. If I were Bob Myers and Kerr, I'd sit down with him and say, trigger your player option, and then for the next year, we've got the insurance money to cover that. Doesn't help our cap space, but at least it's real money. And then become essentially a part of the coaching staff. He aspires to be an owner one day. Spend a year with them. Rehabbing and, seeing the other side of the bench. And I would sign Clay to a 5. And then I'd say to him, the 5-year deal next year is going to be even higher. Stick around. And if you're interested, we're there.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. Johnny in Benicia. Johnny, you're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, what I wanted to say is I think that the way the Warriors went out is basically a win and a loss. But this is a big offseason for Bob Myers, like to see him really GM, because some of the best moves that he's done as a GM, I know he's the president, but essentially
sure.
GM,
yeah.
Kind of came to him. I mean, DeMarcus Cousins came to him. I think that's probably a good move. Obviously, KD. You pitch KD and stuff like that. But, I mean, a lot of his moves haven't worked out. I mean, Jacob Evans is almost like not an NBA player when I've seen him play. So I'm curious to see what he does in terms of, it's hard to get an impact player in the draft when you're drafting so low. But let's see him make some trades and do something, because I think this is, like you said, a 16-month off season right now. And I'd be keeping Steph and Dre on a super – limits minutes restriction all year and just set up for the following year.
The one thing I worry about, and we talked about this with Nick Nurse and Steve Kerr, how by the end of the finals, Steve Kerr really couldn't implement a lot of strategy because he was his hands were tied.
Play who you got.
That's one of the problems Bob Myers is going to have. You're going to want him to do some things, but there's not a lot he can do
and
realistically.
As far as trades go, you start to think, well, who do the Warriors have that people are going to want necessarily in trade? And I think it's due diligence to go through everybody on that roster, though, and at least ask the question around the league and to see if you can't come up with a bench player, maybe more of a veteran option. Flo is up next, a couple of minutes to go. Flo, we got about 45 seconds for you.
Oh, great. I just want to preface, first of all, I don't want to take the thunder away from the Raptors, but had it not been for Clay's injury, we would be talking about a Game 7. And I don't think it's more that the Raptors won as much as it is that we lost some of our great players, and that's why we were down. We'd be talking about a Game 7. But to address the KD and Clay issue, these guys are indispensable. I know, you know, a lot of players, they think they're, you know, they can trade them, and I think it would be a big mistake. We don't know what is in KD and Clay's heart and mind. I say let's see what, you know, how they feel and let them heal and keep them, and let's be loyal to them. And, you know, who knows? I think we can come back even stronger, even if it means potentially not winning next year. Let's just hold on and be loyal to these guys, because they've been just a class act and more than just athletes to us. It's more than that. So
thanks, Flo. Appreciate it. Dar is the last word. Dar, we got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, so first things first, Peter Guber, Joe Lacob are businessmen. They open up Chase Arena next year. There's no way they bring in a losing product into that arena. They have investors. They have money that they've shelled out. KD, Clay, come back. 5 free agents that I think they sign, or what I'd like them to sign, would be a Paul Millsap instead of a DeMarcus Cousins, an Ian Clark versus a Quinn Cook. Let's get Mirotić maybe, and, you know, maybe another guy.
Thanks. Appreciate the call. I'm going to be a little late getting out. That's okay. It's not a hard out. We're not running an update. But, yeah, thanks for the call. There's going to be a lot of moves that need to be made. No question about it. That's going to do it for us. It's Coase and Urban. They're coming up next here for Joe and for Ryan, for Matt Steinmetz. I'm John Dickets. And the plan is for us to be here next week, everybody. So we'll talk to you then on 95.7 The Game.
Coming up on Monday, our Warriors insiders Mark Spears and Mark Medina join Damon Ratto and Kolsky for a Warriors roundtable. From 4 to 6, the guys will discuss free agency, injury news, and more. Don't miss the Warriors Roundtable, Monday at 4 on 95.7. The Game.
For a limited time, save $400 in Alaska with the best premium cruise line, Celebrity Cruises. Book today at celebrity.com. Call 1-800-CELEBRITY or contact your travel advisor.
Offer expires July 8th and applies to select Alaska sailings. Savings amount varies by stateroom category. Other terms apply. Ships registry, Malta and Ecuador.
At Kaiser Permanente, we care for the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. We support our members by providing high-quality mental health care, hiring skilled and compassionate doctors, therapists, and nurses, by innovating new ways to diagnose and treat mental health conditions, by investing in new technologies and resources, and by leading efforts to reduce the stigma associated with mental illness. Our care is recognized as some of the best in California, but we aren't finished yet. Learn more at kp.org/mental health.
Hi, I'm Garen, store director from the Healdsburg Safeway. Father's Day is Sunday, and if your dad is anything like mine, grilling is the way to his heart. So treat him to his favorites. Untrimmed tri-tip roast, Signature Farms fresh dark meat chicken, and Jennie-O ground turkey assorted packages are buy one, get one free. We also have yellow peaches or nectarines for $1.48 a pound. This is Garen from the Healdsburg Safeway, and we'll see you soon.
Hey, Greg Papa here, and summer is here as well. The only problem is, good Lord, it's hot outside, and the AC in my house is not working right now. Wow, it's hot. Milk was a bad choice, but I tell you what's not a bad choice, Xfinity. Thanks to Xfinity, I can get outside of my stanky house and watch games in the cool breeze with Xfinity's strong and reliable Wi-Fi. Get fast and reliable speed to power all your streaming, gaming, and online shopping needs. So I can sit back in my hammock and watch back games from my DVR, stream live games, or go online and set up an appointment for a technician to fix my AC. Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. Get a limited time offer on Xfinity Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And now through June the 23rd, ask how to get a $250 prepaid card when you switch to Xfinity Mobile and purchase an eligible phone. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Internet offer ends June the 24th of 2019. New performance starter internet customers only. Restrictions apply.
Advertisement by Zimmerman Reed of 2381 Rosecrans Avenue, Suite 328, Manhattan Beach, California, 90245. By texting us, you agree to receive recurring text messages that may be sent by an auto dialer. Consent is not a condition of purchasing goods or services.
Attention all Uber drivers. If you're a current or former Uber driver, listen closely, as you may be entitled to a significant compensation. That's right, if you drove for Uber any time within the last 3 years, you may be entitled to significant cash for unpaid wages and mileage. Text SETTLE to 246810 right now to see if you qualify for cash compensations. That's SETTLE to 246810. Uber may be in violation of federal and state employment laws. If you drove for Uber part-time or full-time any time during the last 3 years, you may be entitled to significant cash compensations. Text SETTLE to 246810 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Hurry, time is limited. So text the word SETTLE to 246810 now. Text SETTLE to 246810.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
At Aaron's, we believe good people are all around us. In fact, you hear it on the news all the time.
Window washers dressed as superheroes spread joy at a children's hospital.
That's why Aaron's approves good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? That's fine. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want hundreds of options from top brands? Just lease with Aaron's. We even deliver to you for free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
From Concord to Fremont to Antioch. This is KGMC FM and HD1 KGMC San Francisco. 95.7 The Game. Live from downtown San Francisco, this is 95.7 The Game.
As always, we get ready to hit the airwaves, and I'm gassed and excited and can't wait to turn the microphone on. But I feel a little lacking today. I feel a little lost.
Why is that?
We've got 4 hours, and my lawn chairs are they're wrecked up now on Broadway.
They're gone. I drove past them to see if they were there. They're not.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I was fully anticipating a game 7.
How about this thought? Would it be like way too hokey to have a farewell parade in Oakland, like a scaled down version of it? How big a crowd do you think that would draw?
You know what?
Still celebrating these guys.
Let me ask. Who's all in there? Who are you going to get on the floats? The guys who will be on the team next year, or
everybody except the guys who are this year's team.
This year's team and the guys like Clay and KD and everybody.
If they could make it,
if
yeah.
they did that, it wouldn't be. What do they say came last year? 600,000? I'm just guessing a number. I'd say 300,000 would show up for a parade like that.
Think it'd be worth it?
Yeah.
Think Lacob would? It'd be a sweet gesture to the community.
I think it would be pretty cool, especially since you're leaving Oakland.
They'd get mocked worldwide.
You're moving on. That's fine.
I know, right.
You know what? I don't care about the world.
Neither do I.
I care about our area.
I agree.
And I know some people, they have an opinion about parades and you only have them for this reason or that reason. Honestly, this stretch of time, 5 years,
mm-hmm.
pretty damn incredible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, there are some people that say this is the end of the dynasty. It's not. We can't say that right now. It is the end of an era. It's the end of the Oakland era of
right.
the Golden State Warriors. And that era ended with 5 trips to the finals and 3 titles, and they missed out on one because of, you know, all the Draymond, Cleveland stuff. And then this year's loss didn't feel nearly as bad once it finally came because of the circumstances under which it came. I don't know. I think it might be worth celebrating. It is worth celebrating.
How about
rally instead of a parade?
Well, remember what they did with Candlestick? Final game of Candlestick before they're preparing to move over to Third and King. Remember the cool stuff they did?
Yeah.
Helicopter cut. They have all these guys from all the different eras wearing the jerseys of the era they played in. There's a
right.
famous picture in the NBC Sports office where Willie Mays is throwing he's throwing a pitch off the mound.
Right.
And there are guys from every generation
and they're wearing the jersey of their particular year, not that year's Giants team, the years they were a Giant, which I thought was pretty cool.
So you're suggesting, I'm jumping ahead in your story, sorry, but you're suggesting like Run TMC be there and then We Believe Warriors be there?
Oh, God, that would be unbelievable.
I mean, just bring back, make it truly the Oakland era, not just the championships, but, you know, the guys who laid the groundwork.
You mentioned Run TMC, and my eras of Warriors basketball are Rick Barry's team that beat the Bulls in the 70s.
That's where mine starts.
But Run TMC is kind of, that's my crew, because that's the first time, again, my story, and everyone says, what's your favorite memory about Oracle Arena?
It was 86 when they were at their peak, right? Was it 86?
It was 80. Do you know how long Run TMC was together?
2.5 years?
It was, if that.
Yeah.
I thought they were together for like some 6 years.
No, man, that's how great they were. And it felt like forever.
It was a blip in time.
Hey, what's your name again?
We'll get to that. People don't care. It's Jim Cosimore and Michael Urban. They don't care. They just want to hear the fun conversation that we're having. Urban and Cosimore, we're with you all the way until 5 o'clock today at 95.7 The Game. We've got so much stuff to go over, and we dive right into the Warriors discussion. The reason my heart's a little sad today is because we knew what we were going to talk about every time we sat down together for the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the door's open a little bit, right? I mean, you're not going to do 4 hours, or because the Warrior conversation we're going to have isn't as positive now. It's they're leaving Oakland, now they're gone. It's this team is broken up. It's will they offer this guy money? It's will I have the same fan base in San Francisco? I'm starting to, as much as I want it to be great, we're trending in another direction.
Yeah, right? I absolutely understand the anxiety that some fans might be feeling. But I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.